In the West Bank today, the ninth day of the Israeli military offensive concentrated on the northern cities and refugee camps of Jenin and Nablus. Palestinian sources say at least 30 Palestinians were killed. Israeli restrictions on media access to the region made it hard to confirm the number of dead and wounded. There is no sign of the Israeli withdrawal the Bush administration and the United Nations Security Council have called for, even as Secretary of State Colin Powell prepares to leave for the region tomorrow. NPR's Peter Kenyon is on the line in Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Hi, Jackie.
Officially, Israel says it intends to finish what it started and root out Palestinian gunmen and suicide bombers. We're also seeing a real focus today on Jenin and Nablus. Can you tell us why?
Well, this is part of the West Bank that has long been a source of Palestinian attacks and bombings, and the Israeli army is looking to maximize its gains before international pressure to withdraw grows too great to resist. In the Jenin camp, witnesses say today the army, which was stalled initially by the dense, narrow streets and alleyways, has resorted to having bulldozers knock down houses to widen some pathways and gain access, and they say the battle has raged all day. In Bethlehem, there's, of course, still the standoff at the Church of the Nativity. A few more clergymen left the church today. A large number of Palestinian gunmen remain inside the basilica there. The Vatican today denied Israel's claim that the church workers were hostages. The Holy See said they were right where they belong in the church compound.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is due in the region Monday, sharply raising the Bush administration profile there and also raising expectations. Is there any guarantee that his presence will somehow result in a ceasefire or something like it?
Well, not only no guarantee, Jackie, but there are some signs already that Powell is risking getting caught up in the same kind of petty squabbling that has thwarted previous ceasefire efforts. The White House let it be known that Powell has no immediate plans to meet with Yasser Arafat, and that sparked a completely predictable furor among Palestinian officials. They're now saying if Powell doesn't meet Arafat, he won't meet with any Palestinian Authority leaders, which, of course, is not a good basis for beginning serious ceasefire talks.
Peter, remind us, is Yasser Arafat able to meet with his own senior advisors?
He's not. The European Union foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, today called on Israel to allow such a meeting, the theory being that if there's going to be any hope for a ceasefire, the Palestinian team should at least have a chance to meet with its leader. So far, Israel has maintained near total isolation of Arafat, the one exception being a meeting with U.S. envoy Anthony Zinni.
Tell us a little bit about Israel's northern border. There have been attacks there from Hezbollah, a sharp warning by Israel to Syria. What's going on?
Well, there were fresh attacks from southern Lebanon today across the border. The Israeli army says Hezbollah mortars landed in an Arab-Israeli village and also in a couple of army outposts, wounding at least a couple of people. An advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Danny Ayalon, today issued a sharp warning to both Syria and Lebanon. He called for a crackdown on the Hezbollah activity. He said Israel wouldn't tolerate this kind of attack. Ayalon mimicked a recent phrase of President George Bush's. Ayalon told Syria, "Enough is enough." And, of course, the issue here is that these latest attacks have moved beyond the foothills of the Golan Heights, and Israel is extremely concerned about this conflict widening and perhaps drawing in other Arab states.
Well, Peter, thanks for keeping us abreast of this very fluid situation.
Thanks, Jackie.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.